This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Jimmy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You are a card-carrying idiot.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Now I'm in career best. Career best, that, and that's saying something.
I mean, career worst.
Oh, no, I think you are. And that is saying something. I tell you what, I look outside. How good. That might be the best day of the year today.
It's pissing down.
No, Robbo. It's not. It's magnificent. And the water, I drove along Beach Road.
Oh, yeah. How long did it take? You get stuck in traffic this time?
Too long. But, Bill, the water was like a mill pond.
Mill pond?
It was superb.
A mill pond.
When it's at its best, this place, it is
beautiful,
Melbourne.
Beautiful.
Today, magnificent.
You should be on the
day.
Golf course.
It would be a good day to be on the golf course. Damien Barrett in. Looking forward to that.
Big
lots
day
of footy
day,
to
mate.
Discuss. And then I see, well, the Guernsey cash, 10 grand. I see 5 at 5 somewhere. we're just not sure where it goes.
Where's Zoe? I'm going to have a check. Where's she
We're
gone?
Not sure where it goes. And then Travis Old.
Who's producing, by the way?
I need to speak to Trav.
Why?
Well, I'm used to being handled properly.
Yes.
And so we need to go to the Grand Prix. We need to be on a good sort of platform,
right.
Good marquee with everything free.
Righto. Good.
Food.
And don't forget old Fat.
No, I have
the old mate.
I've forgotten Fat.
Don't forget
and
old
then we'll
mate.
Finish with a joke. So that's how the show's looking. Topics brochure as well. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you. You're right. It is magnificent out there. Great weekend.
Yes.
When will this good weather stop?
Well, I've long held the view that the last 2 weeks of Feb all the way through to nearly the end of April is by far the best part of this city.
So you push back summer a month.
Well, but we can't, can we, because of all the holidays and Christmas and stuff.
No, but in your head.
Yeah, your head. Because it's far better now than bloody Christmas.
Oh, no, no doubt.
This is magnificent out there.
Beautiful. Mm. And hello, Ryan.
I had Offspring gone away. I've got to say, as a Triple M music juror, sometimes bands create their own controversy. This band, this guy, Hozier, Take Me to the Church. To fully understand it, you've got to see the film clip. If you get a chance, have a look at it on RedTube. It's brilliant. Hozier, Take Me to the Church.
Oh, no. Lover's got human.
Hang on, did I just say RedTube? Sorry about that. I meant YouTube. Oh, no. Sorry. Take two. Hozier, Take Me to the Church. Sydney's Triple M.
Is that Maroon?
That's Maroon.
What's he on about?
I just got it here. Just Rich.
No.
Wow, we, Jim, top rated this week.
No.
Recommended.
No. Thank you.
No.
And
now,
let's
no.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Just turn, you down quickly, Bill.
Exactly.
We'll get your composure. Saved on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three and get one free at Tyre Power.
What happens to them up in Sydney?
I just bought three and I get
a
free
NRL
one.
Player interviewed and he dropped the F-bomb more times than a normal word.
That was actually not
about
good.
12 of them in the one interview.
Yeah, and he knew he was on air.
What are they doing up there?
I don't know. They're 10 years behind.
So I emailed this audio to Matty and he said, I can literally quote how JB will react to this. What the hell are they doing up there in Sydney?
That's it. What goes on up there?
I don't know.
We need to get our man Dan Ganay, and he's a good boy.
Yeah,
we need to get him on to work out what's happening in that part of the world.
Probably not tell.
No, not tell. As much.
Oh, right. Plenty of footy news. Footy. Have we done the rap thing?
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
We can't
use footy because Damo's.
I know.
Right.
Brendan Favola, he wants to talk about
him.
He's going to be in the Carlton Hall of
Fame. And so he bloody should be. Yep.
187 games for Carlton, 575 goals, 7 times the leading goal kicker, Jim.
Yep.
2 Coleman, 3 All-Australians. Well done, Fev.
A-star.
What about the start to the AFL, Jim? I've spoke to Damo, so I can go with a couple of little things, a couple of teasers before he comes in.
Right.
Never in the history of the game have both grand final teams started the season zipping two.
Mm.
That is unreal, isn't it?
Ask him if there's a reason for that. I suspect there might
be. Is there a reason for that, Damo?
No, when he comes
in. Oh, sorry. Some bad injuries again. Some terrible injuries over the weekend.
No, it's not good.
A great first round, a crowd record.
Club. Oh, no.
Crowd record with more than 14.
You said it yourself. You're in career worst.
No, I was going all right till you bloody said something. 413,000 fans going to round one. So well done there. Yes. That's good.
Good.
And the biggest day in Tasmania's footy history today, Jim. It is.
Was that meant to be Tasmanian football history?
Football history.
Right.
Biggest day ever. And the AFL and the AFL Live app will be live streaming. It's called Tasmania Revealed at 5:45. Guess who hosts it?
Guest.
Damo. Oh, Damo. Damien Barrett. He's the host. Jeez. He's actually Tasmania Revealed. So good luck there, Damo. NRL, well done, Melbourne Storm. Great win again. They are 2-0.
What about the try?
Well, have a listen to the best try you will ever see.
There's time to set it up for the same play again for Pappenhausen to score. Hughes, Pezzett, Pappenhausen, Remus Smith, he goes to three! Baby, a coach! Can you believe it?
He leaps from 5 or 6 metres out. Oh!
He's 6 feet in the air. It's a photo finish between his left hand hitting the turf and the ball the turf. The ball beats his left hand.
Is that maroon?
That's maroon. That's maroon. You can see the highlights on Red Shoe.
That was a great try.
It was an unbelievable try.
Xavier Coates. Well done.
And whoever's taken the still shot is one of the great pieces of photography. Mm-hmm. Jeez, that's a great shot.
Melbourne United have opened up a 1-0 lead over Tassie. Jack Jumpers, Jim.
Yeah, the Jackies.
Nice win. One easy they did in Melbourne.
Good thing you weren't courtside abusing them.
Might go the next game.
Well, it's a final, so behave with decorum.
We've got to get
Can't ever
first.
Go at Rob Lowe because his name's Rob Lowe.
Who's a Tassie? Who's the coach? Scotty Roth? I think the coach of Tassie down there. They play game two.
So what?
Friday night. Well, I'll have a go at him.
All right.
And then they come back Sunday for game three here in Melbourne.
And it's been moved.
It has. Because
from 2:30 to 5:30.
Well, it's going
to
clash with the Grand Prix. Right, so that's common sense. That's something you don't
put
see
put your Reeboks on and sit courtside.
Exactly. Right. I got one here. Remember the name.
Carlos Brathwaite.
Yeah. Victorian Lauren Ryan has booked her spot at the Paris Olympics after shattering the Australian 10,000-metre record.
Oh.
10,000 metres, Jim. She stripped a remarkable 94 seconds off her best. PB, 94 seconds. That's
remember the name!
It's a minute and a half.
Exactly, Jim. Yeah. 30 minutes and 35 seconds for 10K. That's pretty good.
Mm.
So remember the name, Lauren Ryan. She's Victorian. And we'll talk about the Gabba too with Damo, because the Gabba might be no more, Jim.
No, it will be.
No. It's got about 3 or 4 years left in it and then done.
What do you mean?
Like a dodo bird.
What do you mean done?
They won't play footy there anymore.
Yes, they will.
No, I'm not sure. It's going to cost too much to fix.
We'll get Damo onto it.
He's up next.
Guess what happens when the Gabba goes? So do the records.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, it doesn't.
Last we ever have to hear
the Gabba. The Gabba.
Oh, my God.
I said the
Gabba. He's in career worst. Worst.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What does that say, Jose?
About our listeners.
We're all juvenile.
Right now, Damien Barrett is in to chat footy.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, Gus.
Bad news.
Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
I think the Camaro's got to purple.
Why?
Well, because he's now going with the stubble.
I know.
And he's had the hair darkened a touch. Because I think it's a black car.
Listen, you've got
black
15...
interior.
Yes.
And there's a stubbly beard and there's the tight black T-shirt.
It is tight.
Purple. I don't know where you are. I don't know what's going on with you.
What is
there's
happening?
Something
well,
going on with you.
I think
you.
I had the midlife crisis when I got the Camaro about 5 years ago.
I'm doing the
midlife crisis for the second time.
Yeah,
with
I think
the
you're
beard.
Matching yeah. now the look to the car.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's what you're doing.
Just for the 158th time on this radio station, I have not ever once in my life, nor will I ever, colour my hair.
Bill?
Unlike Jim.
Unlike you, Jim.
What do you think?
Even though that's a no-go zone, I've been told today.
I like the beard. I like it. I think he looks good, yes. Mm. Very sophisticated.
Thank you, Bill.
Sophisticated Bill.
I don't like the glasses.
Now, where are we starting?
And the island.
Tasmania.
And the island.
The biggest day in Tasmanian football history today, without doubt.
It's up there, isn't it? I mean, there's still a fair bit to play out, but what they will be doing tonight in a matter of, an hour and a half's time, is officially launching this 19th licence of the AFL. And the colours, the nickname, the logo, the membership structure, all of that will be revealed. It then is over to the government, and they are having a state election on Saturday. Yeah. So there's that aspect of it to still be negotiated through. And then how the stadium looks, which plan it is that's accepted and ticked off, and then when that starts. But look, it's a positive move because of it. It becomes real tonight as of this launch.
And they're going to be called the Tasmanian Devils. Yes, tick.
Well, most likely, Bill, yeah.
And the jumper will be green, mostly, and yellow, as we know
traditional
it.
Traditional state colours. There'll be a version and a variation of that, but yes.
I'll tell you what else the local Tassie people would like.
Yeah.
The map of Tassie on the jumper. They like that.
Yep.
A lot of them like that, so maybe that's for special games. They bring out that jumper.
Yeah. And I think they'll have some wiggle room on how it looks tonight at the launch to what it will actually look like when they play their first game. And they're still hoping, Jim, for it to be a 2028 launch. Now, the stadium will almost certainly not be anywhere near ready at that stage. And the plan around that, from what I've been told the last couple of weeks, would still be play in the existing stadiums for the first year and then launch it all officially. Because I think the runway has just got too short to get that stadium up and running in time for that to be the case.
And the training facility is over the river.
Right.
They're going to have one over there where Bluntstone Arena is, I think. That's going to be their training facility.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, Damo. You know, the it's a good problem to have, and all premiership winners say it, but they have the shortest pre-season of any team in the comp because their season goes a month longer than most other clubs.
Yep.
Now we've brought round zero forward, so that's taken another week off an already shortened pre-season.
Yes.
And both grand finalists are going like a busted.
They are.
Is there anything to read into that?
Look, there could be. I'm not hitting panic stations on their behalf just yet, both clubs, but there's concerns, aren't there? Legitimate concerns for both. And obviously the biggest club in the land is the one that we'd focus on most here in Melbourne, and that being Collingwood, obviously. And there's issues at play, Jim. From a structural perspective, Nathan Murphy's absence is I think, bigger than everyone thought, maybe even Collingwood itself. Equally, Dan McStay, who played most of the season last year, didn't play the grand final itself, but he got himself injured again. So there's massive holes even before the season started in those key forward spots. And There may be an element of just not quite being ready and not quite being as hungry enough. So they've been beaten by two good teams, haven't they? GWS in opening round and the Sydney Swans in round one. Equally, the Lions copped the Blues on a rampage after hitting the lead by 46 points. And then it was a pretty ordinary game yesterday, though, from their perspective against the Dockers.
They missed Lachie Neal, didn't they? Yeah, the midfield there. So
yeah,
wrong. Took his own footy to the game.
46 touches, Bill.
Some bad injuries in that game.
Yeah.
And we've seen again another weekend of bad injuries.
Yeah, we did. And we saw Gibkiss go down on Thursday night, didn't we? The third ACL. And then we had another one yesterday in Oscar McDonald. Still yet to be officially diagnosed. Yeah. But it was, as you say, it was a very scary moment. Equally, there was for Brennan Cox, who ripped
bad.
A hamstring of a serious nature. And only moments before all of that, Carl Warner had a concussion moment. That all happened quite quickly.
The stretcher was out. Well, it could have been out for three of those incidents in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It all happened. Bang, bang, bang.
It was really worrying, wasn't it? All very separate and nothing to do with the the venue or the way the game was being played. But, worrying moments for the Dockers. But they got through, and it's a good start for them given what they did last week themselves.
And Josh Goethe,
North Melbourne,
hit his Achilles.
So he's gone for the year.
It's just so sad, isn't it, for a young player like him, and as it was for Gibkiss, any player, but to do it in either opening round or round one.
All the way through bloody pre-season. And then
just to know you've got no more football at best until 12 months' time. So.
All right. Purple, you know how big a fan I am of Isaac Heaney.
You have been
for a long, long time.
You think you look like him. You keep telling us he looks like you.
He and I are very similar, good looking and tough. But what he's done is he's gone inside as a midfielder because they've had some injury issues. He'd had six Brownlow votes by now.
Five or six, you'd think, wouldn't you? Yeah.
And he has a best finish in their club championship of fourth.
Mm.
and then next best fifth, and then seventh, and outside the 10.
So never in the top three.
Never in the top three. He's finished outside the top 10 four of his seasons at that club.
Yeah, see, outside the top 10 is significant, isn't it, in that regard? Because each club votes differently, and then you've got certain people who vote a certain way and for a certain type of player. So there's all this bias that comes in, I think more so in best and fairest sometimes than even Brownlow's. Yeah. But it is a stark record for him because he's got so much talent and he's been in the system now since the academy listed player that he was in 2015. And then Callum Mills joined the following year. So they got those two great academy players. But look, it may well be, Jim, that in this season, he's 11th in the game, it may well be that it's just finally all coming together because of the opportunity that was created because of Callum Mills' absence for at least the first half of the season that's created that spot in the midfield.
He has gone inside and torn it to shreds. We need to
And kicking goals.
Oh, he's a superb footballer, Isaac Keane. A little break, and then more negatives, positives.
Both
next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going to give Ben a bit of advice.
Yep, listen to Bill.
He wants a career in radio. Never listen to this show.
Damien Barrett has stuck around. His positives and negatives from round one.
Match review.
Speaking of bunny chops, Mason Redman has accepted the 1 week ban for his bunny chop on Jai Newcombe from Saturday's game. And James Sicily will challenge that adjudication on his kick on Andrew McGrath. It's the 14th time he's been found to have had a match review office requirement to address.
14?
14.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them are fines in Malaise and whatnot. But
medium contact down to low and he gets a fine.
Yeah. Just quickly before we move off it, I mean, it didn't look great, but it when you use the word kick, it didn't have that connotation to me either, having seen it. I mean, he shouldn't have done it, but at the same time, it might be arguable that he might be able to get off.
I thought of the two, Redman was the one who was more likely to appeal, to be honest. I mean, it's not much
given
more
what
than
happened
a jumper
with
punch,
George Hewitt last week against Lachie Neal, because he had the same thing, and it slipped off a shoulder onto the face of Lachie Neal, and he was allowed to play in round one after that opening round incident. So, yeah, Mason Redman's accepted it.
So, Zach Reed's out with a hammy.
Yeah.
And Mason Redmond's out, so they take on the Swans this week.
Laverty was an emergency, I noticed, on the weekend, just gone. So you'd imagine he would take him take one of those spots.
Yep.
You mentioned the problems for both Collingwood and Brisbane, so let's start with some positives at the moment, Jim. Clayton Oliver's story is already celebrated, and the chapter that emerged publicly and dramatically over the off-season is another part of that story now, and equally is the comeback that he's now mounting. And I feel the bringing forward his return to senior football on the back of Angus Brayshaw not being available forevermore, that got him back into the opening round. He was more than okay, and then he was close to best on ground, if not best on ground, yesterday in a big win against the Western Bulldogs. And then he spoke post-match.
Coaches votes.
Yep.
9, Clayton Oliver.
Yeah, he deserves all of those.
7, May. 7, Max Gawn.
And then Sarah Jones of Fox Footy spoke with him post-match. Max Gawn standing alongside him. It's a Clayton Oliver we just had never seen before.
The moment coming off the ground was pretty special.
Yeah, that was a good chat.
Even Goody got really hyped up and got involved.
Did he buy a couple of schooners for everyone?
he had a moment, Clayton, late in the game where he could have made the moment about him and kicked the goal from 50 and still passed it off. So I think I said this when he was returning round one. Clayton Oliver, that's just out there to try and win the respect of the AFL community's teammates and opposition, is a pretty dangerous Clayton Oliver because he's going to be a selfless teammate. So he had multiple disposals on the week. I think he had the lead
35. He's come blazing back into the AFL.
But it was more he did it all with a pretty big grin on his face.
Hey, obviously, Max Gawn talking today with Marty Shugold and team on the Hot Breakfast. So, and he spoke to him or sat next to him, stood next to him yesterday post-match, and you just see the emotion coming out of both.
Hug and a cuddle. We're a funny old mob in the media. Last week we're saying, underdone. Shouldn't have come back and played in the seniors. Should have played in the VFL. And then this week, we're all over him.
Yeah, I don't know whether we said that too much.
I heard you say it.
No, I actually didn't say it at all. I just said that the club was forced to make a decision once Angus Brayshaw was
there. Hey, Purple, while we're on positives, how easily do these young stars take to the level of the competition? I'm talking about McKercher and Dersmer. I'm talking about Riley Sanders. I'm talking about Harley Reid. They just look like they've played 70 games.
They're ready, aren't they?
All four of them.
Yeah.
And they're the ones I just saw. There would have been others across the weekend, but it's their first ever games.
Yeah, and it was good to see Reid have that hit out against Port yesterday. I mean, he had all the focus on him in the off-season, and even in the morning of the West Australian or the Sunday Times, as it was, full page ad.
Puma put the ad on the back. Puma, I like that.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was nicely done. And look, you can just see that what they saw in him to make him number one, a clear number one, is going to be there, even though it's going to take a long time for him and his club. Another one, Jim, of that nature, Ollie Dempsey's performance, Bill, good, for the Cats on the weekend.
So, kicked three goals, should have kicked four at the post. Yeah, and playing on that wing, you know what he did? He worked hard. That's what you got to do to get the ball. You got to work hard, back, forward, and kick goals. Very
like
important.
There's stories where clubs identify a problem area, and Port Adelaide did that when it went and got Ivan Soldo, and he stood up yesterday first up. Brandon Zirk Thatcher down back.
Ivan was good, Jim, wasn't he?
Didn't see the game.
Your man, he had a go. You didn't once, didn't he, Jim? Yeah. We like him because of that. But Jesse Hogan's form is quite extraordinary. Again, you can say it's only against North Melbourne with a depleted back line, and it was. But six goals in round one to go with four in opening round, 10 for the season, and his third club, he's just never ever looked more at home on an AFL venue than this stage of a third club career. And
good,
our man loves the show.
Jess,
does
loves
he?
Us.
Does oh he? Yeah,
yep.
Callum Brown's been good, by the way, too.
Yeah, he has been really good. Yeah.
Seven goals, the Irishman.
A couple of negatives to complete the Monday show.
On,
Western Bulldogs, bad start again. Only one game, only obviously, but just a really poor performance. The forward line just didn't work. The back line is still a worry. The selection of, or the non-selection of Jack McRae, Riley Sanders, Jim, you mentioned the subbing out of him. I didn't have an issue with him being subbed out.
No, he showed enough.
No, he did. But the two kicks prior to being subbed out went straight to Melbourne players, and I didn't have an issue with the old-fashioned nature of that subbing, Bill. But a few people said maybe they should let him play out the game in his first game. But the bigger problems than what Riley Sanders did for the Bulldogs, I think, in that first game.
Where do they play this week? In Ballarat, don't they?
They do.
Against Gold Coast. Yeah. Against the Gold Coast Suns. Yep. Big game.
Yep. Mm. Adelaide was Adelaide. They could have won. They should have won, but didn't win. And that's a theme out of last year. They push good teams, and they'll rue what they did in the first three quarters of that game before they mounted a comeback.
So, again, this Friday night against the Cats, they've got to win that one at home, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Back at home. They've got to win the home.
Yeah, there's pressure on them. And hopefully for their sake, they'll get Tex Walker back for that. And then again, I think we're going to get more of the same from both North Melbourne, their loss to GWS, which we touched on in the Jesse Hogan summation, West Coast, their loss to Port Adelaide. They're going to be long seasons again. Hawthorn, again, a bit similar to Adelaide in some respects. Could have won. Yeah, maybe not should have won, but certainly did enough to be competitive in it. They weren't all that accurate. And
they kicked 11-17.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of those were under pressure, and obviously, you fail under pressure too at times. But yeah, they were competitive. So, and you called that game for the MGM. It was a very watchable game.
It was a very watchable game. Much better than I anticipated, actually.
And I think St Kilda, again, a bit like Adelaide, will be ruining what they did for a lot of the game. They just weren't able to stay with the Cats and then almost stole it late, Bill.
Honestly, they got within 1 point. They could have easily won, yeah.
And then Danger seized that moment and kicked a long bomb.
He's good. Still good, the old Danger.
He is.
I tell you what is interesting. 40,000 there now at Geelong, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you used to get 100 of the opposition supporters or 100 or 200 on that forward pocket. You wouldn't hear from them. On Saturday night, there was 3,500.
They made some noise.
St Kilda fans there, and they made some noise.
They made some noise. They must be right near a microphone, a boom microphone, because they were very loud.
We've got all these bloody supporters there now cheering for the opposition. That's not on.
Nice to see you, Purple.
Likewise, Jim.
Look forward to seeing you on the weekend. What are we doing this weekend? Frio North. Actually, I think we're doing.
Oh, we are.
Big Marvel game. Stadium. But an enormous game. Thank you, Purple.
Nick in here. Damo's part of the midweek rub on Wednesdays as well.
And tonight, you're hosting the big
revealed
show. Yeah.
Tassie Revealed.
Tasmania Revealed with Damien Barrett.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The people say to me all the time, do you and Bill get on? I go, not really. Triple M. Time to get the family involved in this magnificent radio show. When have you seen a half-wit at work? So I'll tell you what I was doing, Fat. In the off-season, I went to Southland. I went to JB Hi-Fi down the bottom.
JB went to JB Hi-Fi.
Had to buy one of those Chromecast things that you can cast
did
stuff off on.
Did you say my
telly.
Name's JB?
So I'm standing there. No, I got it's a very easy thing. It's a packet just hanging off, so I just grabbed it.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm standing in the line.
In
and
your
there was
own
about
store.
Seven people in the line, and there's this bloke in front of me, and I looked at him and I thought he's not right.
He's
there's something
a
something not right with this bloke. He's got a dingbat look about him. And then he had the iPods in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the AirPods.
AirPods. You got AirPods in. So I'm thinking this is going to go well.
Yeah.
He gets to the front of the line.
Oh, no.
And he has to hand something back and get a refund and then change something over. So it was already going to be a complicated setup.
And?
Didn't take the AirPods out.
Oh, no. So he's...
15 minutes later, he's still trying to work it out with the poor girl behind the jump.
Yeah.
With stupid headphones on.
Do you say move on, mate?
I'm not. I felt like saying to him, mate, take this, take the half-wit things out of your ears so you can hear what this poor girl's trying to say.
That's rude.
So she can do the job she's there to do, which is sort your bloody purchase out.
Bloody rude, that, Jim.
Idiot.
It happens.
Well, of course it happens.
It's like the blokes, and girls, on speaker, on phone.
Yep.
When you're sitting there and we're here, you can hear your whole conversation. Oh, mate, and they're on
Why
speaker.
Why do they do that? Oh. And they hold the phone out to the side.
Oh, yeah.
What's that about?
Oh, they're dicks.
Well, this is what we're saying. So 133353, when have you seen a dick?
No, no, no.
1-3-3-5-3.
No, no.
When have you seen a dingbat at work? That's a question we're asking.
Yes.
Don't
what are we giving away, please, Rabbit?
$200 Neverland store vouchers and those magnificent Rush Hour t-shirts from the Carlton Draft. That's DRAFT or TCDTs.com.
You know, geez, they rang for that first one.
You put the word in my head.
You're my fault.
One is your fault. 1-3-3-5-3. Where are you looking? Go look at this idiot. Like, tell us what's happened, because this bloke with the earphones on, 15 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
14 years I've had to put up with your and I've had enough of it. So
133353, JB.
Yeah, when have you seen a dingbat at work? Now, I just got a text.
Yeah, and it's a fair question.
From himself, Dermot Burton.
Dermot.
He said, if you had a scintilla, I'm going to read it to you.
Yes.
If you had a scintilla of courage, you would have leant forward, tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, dingbat, take your ear pods out and show some manners.
So,
but you didn't, because you're a coward.
Why didn't you do that, Jim? That's a very good point.
I was 4 or 5 back
then. Oh, you were not. No. Dermot enjoyed it. Sad day at the G,
no,
didn't he?
No, he loves it. Oh, he loved it. Our man himself. Now, Stevie's in Berwick. Hello, Stevie.
G'day, Jim. Fat, how are we?
Yeah, good, Stevie.
When have you seen a dingbat, Stevie? What happened?
Jim, I know exactly how you feel. I work with a dingbat every day.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
His name's Brendo.
What's he doing, Brendo?
He worked the whole day the other day with his shorts on inside out.
His shorts on inside out.
That's funny.
Come on, Brendo.
Like, stay there, Stevie. I like that. Okay. Dave's in Bendigo, Bill.
He is. Hello, Dave.
How are you, gentlemen?
How's Dad?
Oh, yeah, living the dream.
Dad and Dave.
Dad and Dave.
When have you seen a dingbat?
Oh, we were doing a final clean on a job site. We had a young fella, the labourer. Me and the boss were bringing in some, final fixings for door hinges and that.
Oh, yeah?
He's got the shop vac screaming away and he's got his Apple EarPods in. We watched him for about probably 3 or 4 minutes and then videoed him for 2. The actual hose wasn't connected to the vacuum.
Oh, come on.
Don't joke.
What's his first name?
His first name, I probably won't put it on air, but we nicknamed him Dyson after that.
Dyson. Yeah, good work.
Yeah, and people drive with him in too, Bill.
I know.
And when you see poor driving, you get up next to him. And 9 times out of 10, they've got those earpods in there. Stay there, Dave.
It's dangerous, Jim.
Andy and Nary Warren. Mm. Hello, Andrew.
JB and Fat, how are you?
Good, Andy.
When have you seen a dingbat, Andy?
Every time I go to pay for fuel and the one behind the jump is on the phone.
Which he shouldn't be ever. That does drive you mad, that.
It's rude and frustrating.
It is. Good.
Yes.
Stay there, Andrew.
In that order. No, that's fair
in that order. Rude and frustrating. Mm. Stefan in Parkdale.
Stefan.
Hello, Stefan.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Stefan or Stefan?
Nah, Stefan. Yeah, cheers for that. Cheers for the confirmation. I get Stefan all the time, which
all right.
I hate.
But... When have you seen a dingbat?
So I am the dingbat.
Oh.
I was struggling to get tickets from Ticketmaster, I think it was, and I was on the phone to them, customer support.
Yep.
Wasn't getting the confirmation emails, and so I rang them up, and I was giving them a serve. I'm like, now what's the go here? And we ended up working out that I didn't put in at hotmail.com. I put in at hotmail.cock.
Oh, no.
C-O-K instead of C-O-M. So when you read it back to me, I had nothing. I said, mate.
That's cock to me.
No, yes. It is. Yep. And it was to Stefan.
Or Stefan.
Yeah. Righto, mate. Stay there. Daryl's in Sydney. Hello. Hello, Daryl.
Daryl.
G'day, Bill and JB.
How are you, Daryl?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
When have you seen the dingbat, Dazzler?
Yeah, yeah, at work. truckies. We had a truckie come in and didn't know how to actually open his curtains on his truck, didn't know how to close them up. We were actually wondering whether he knew how to get it into reverse and get the truck out of the place.
Wouldn't be hard to open or close the curtains.
That's what's getting a giggle.
I was out the back. Our forky was out there and scratching forky. His head. Another truckie who was already parked in front of him had to actually come over and help him. It was crazy.
How do you open the
dingbat?
How would you open it? Just you pull them.
They got straps and clips on the bottom of the straps on the curtains. Exactly.
I was driving the double bubble. It was easy.
All right. So for me, Dave in Bendigo.
Oh, did like Daryl. Yeah. Daryl liked his own stuff.
No, I like Daryl's enjoyment of his own stuff, but the young fella with the earpods in, vacuuming when they're...
No connection on those.
I like that. What are we giving Dave?
$200 Neverland store voucher. Ooh. Dave! Home of Australian streetwear shop in store or online, neverlandstore.com.au.
You look good in Bendigo and that.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'll be overdressed, that's for sure.
You will? Stevie and Berwick. His mate had the pink shorts on Brendo. Inside out for the whole day.
Brendo.
Stevie, we're going to send you a Rush Hour T-shirt thanks to our mates at the Carlton Draft. That's DRAFT. You can choose from one of the three. You got JB with his helmet on.
Oh, we still don't.
Todd from Bowen Heads.
Yeah, righto.
Well, there's still about 70 in the cup.
we treated them like eggs last year. We didn't give them to anyone. Now we got 70 left.
Nah, if you want them, just come here, rock it up, and we'll give them to you.
Give one to Daryl too. He liked his own work.
Yeah, Dazzling, you got a T-shirt. Thanks to our mates at the Carlton Draft. By the way, TCD Tees. You can use the code RUSHHOUR, get 10% off. They've got a great range of AFL gear for any club on there as well.
All right. Now, Fat.
Yes.
So we've got five at five something?
No, because we're doing Guernsey Cash, apparently. That's come in and taken over.
He's filthy.
Yes, look at him.
Stuffed.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So you go near the War Museum.
All thanks to Ford Ranger. Bill, the Ford Ranger is Australia's number one selling vehicle.
Spot on. The Ranger has evolved from a work vehicle into an essential part of Aussie life, catering to tradies, families, office workers and adventure seekers.
Built Ford Tough DNA, Fat. Mm. Australia designed and engineered capability, performance and innovation in the technology. It is Bluey drives one of these.
Yes.
And he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a proper truck.
They look tough. Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it yourself at your local Ford dealer.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You just had to look at your own T-shirt to remember the name of your own pub. What we're doing now is putting on the line for a lucky listener, Josh in Bendigo, $10,000. Josh.
Ooh. Joshy.
Hey, well, that's all I
am. We get a lot of people from Bendigo.
Are you excited?
Oh, pumped, mate, pumped.
Right. Who do you support in the footy?
I shouldn't be saying, but the Bulldogs.
Oh, you'd be disappointed with that first up effort.
Yeah, not too happy.
Going to go to Ballarat this week?
Yeah, I'll make the track down. Loyal supporter I am.
Good on you.
Good on you. And what do you do for a living?
Concreter.
Oh.
Well, you got to harden up and get this right.
Dead right, Bill.
There's some good wedge in concreting.
Oh, bloody oath.
Lots of my construction mate Faz. Going on. Your Faz is, you got it dripping off out of every pocket. Hey, how well do you know your numbers there, Joshy boy?
I've been talking the talk this week at work, so hopefully pretty good.
Ooh. All right, here are the rules.
30 seconds on the clock. Josh will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple for that club. We'll accept either answer. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time. If you get all 10 right, the cash is yours and your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
You ready, Josh?
Right, ready.
Good luck.
Sam Draper, Essendon.
Who?
Luke McDonald, North Melbourne.
18.
Matt Owies, Carlton.
44.
Alex Pierce, Fremantle.
18.
Luke Jackson, Melbourne.
13.
Glenn Jakovich, West Coast.
18.
Kitty Coleman, Brisbane.
18.
Cam Bruce, Hawthorne.
32.
Nick Davis, Collingwood.
19.
Ben Hobbs, Essendon.
8.
Right.
Ooh.
So we beat the buzzer. Clock. That's the good bit.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 incorrect.
Oh, right. Nice. Jesus.
Okay. Well, Luke McDonald, you said 18 a lot, by the way. Yeah. Josh, it was 11 or 21.
Yep.
You got the OEs. Alex Pierce is 25, not 18.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Jackson, Melbourne, was 6, not 13. Glenn Jakovich was 27 or 48, not 18. And you got Cameron Bruce at Hawthorn, 17, not 32. And then Ben Hobbs, you got, was correct. So well done.
All right, five of the available 10.
Yes, exactly.
But I liked your timing, Josh. That was, you beat the buzzer. Not everyone gets to do that. All right, what does he go away with, please?
We'll send in one of the Rush Hour T-shirts because we've got a few in the cupboard still waiting around. So tcdts.com, you can tell Zoe which one of the three you would like, mate.
Oh, he's cracked.
Cool. Yeah,
oh,
cracked it. Yeah,
cracked him already. Cracked it. So, yeah, Joshy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, see you, Bill. Yeah.
He's just...
No, not. He's said,
get Bill, stuffed, he said.
Five at?
Well, let's hope so, Jim, because it's good today.
Is it?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you have in golf? Is it a mug of it? Anyway, Ramsey.
Mulligan, is that what you mean?
Time now for Bill's 5 at 5:11.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
Well, you haven't done it yet.
No, it is. Yes. 5:11. That's a Guernsey cash crap. Here we are, Jim. Good one today. Very, very good one.
We haven't done it yet, as we say.
And guess where we start?
Where?
What's at number 5, Fat?
Roscoe Lyne, we loved him at Triple M. Ross the Boss. They went down to the Cats Saturday night, but he was at his entertaining best after the game.
I'll tell you what I do know. The phone in the coach's box, very sturdy because I've got to work out. I haven't banged the phone like that for years, right? So it was very therapeutic.
therapeutic. He would have given it a hiding, I reckon, if he's saying that.
Yep. Therapeutic.
I reckon the Cats, they should have a look at that. Might be a new phone there. Next.
How about number 4, Bins?
The old chief doesn't get many wrong.
No.
And he's nearly 60, birthday coming up.
Is he turning 60?
Might be forgetting a few things, the old chief.
The bottom line is, if I had a party... You're assuming you'd make the cut, how? Yeah. And we just spoke to Steele Cycle about Daisy Thomas. Sorry, we're speaking to...
we pre-recorded that, Chief, that hasn't gone to air yet. You are getting close to 60, aren't you? Your 60's coming in a hurry.
Chief.
Well, you've done that.
No, I have not. Never.
How many times has Fat
Because been? We're live.
Yeah. We don't pre-record.
No, we don't.
Fats, we spoke to him. Well, it hasn't gone to air yet.
We spoke to Travis.
No.
There's an example. Right there.
What's at number 3, Cocko?
Oh, Steele Sidebottom was on the Friday huddle and spoke about, he was asked about Daisy Thomas. He wasn't invited to Daisy's wedding and they've had this little bit of feud going on.
I work every Sunday with a former premiership teammate of yours, Daisy Thomas, and he always brings up the fact that you didn't invite him to your wedding. So we just wanted to let Daisy know the reason why he didn't get a start.
You put me on the spot. I don't know. I only had 150 spots and Daisy, he was probably 151. But I made sure I messaged him the day after his wedding and told him his wedding looked boring and shit. So I didn't get a gig. So thanks, Daisy.
It's true that he did message me. Sunday the 4th of Feb, 8:41 p.m. Wedding looked boring. Hope it was shit.
Steelo sent that's good. That's good by Steelo. Like
yep.
Well done, Steel.
Give us number 2, Smack.
Jakey Melcham, another one of our favourites.
I like this.
And he's got the big chompers, hasn't he? And he said he was a bit jealous of Daisy's teeth.
Before we let you go, mates, you've got a beautiful set of pearly whites yourself. We love them. Have you noticed, Daisy Thomas, something about Daisy's pearlies that have just happened to over the off-season?
Yeah, look, mine are all natural. I was born with these, but I saw Daisy's and I nearly rang the dentist and said, I want a set of those. I'm happy to pay for them. They are unbelievable. I was on his Instagram the other week. You got married. Congrats, mate. You're looking sensational. I saw you at school pick up the other day too. I nearly blinded myself.
Speaking about chompers, how about chompers Harms playing in the opposition today? Has there been a bit of back and forth?
Old Harms, you'll have to put some sunscreen on the fangs today. we'll get there.
Goodbye, Jakey.
Very good man, Jakey Milton.
He dropped the bomb.
He's a little bomb.
He's a little bomb.
It wasn't an NRL.
That was a pre-record. Yep. We can confirm that.
Right. It was Jim Courier at the footy.
All I see are big white chompers.
See, that added value there, Jim.
Yeah, I just dropped an extra bit in.
Yeah, just a bit.
Added value. You reckon?
That's what the listeners get.
Is it really?
At 5.0, bloody 28, whatever it is. Now, this one here is... What do you got at number one, Bill? Bit of argy-bargy.
Mm-hmm.
More out of me. Argy-bargy in the Triple M box, Jimmy. Ooh, boy. Right. Isaac's a newcomer.
Yes.
Not happy with Isaac, a couple of boys, because he's going all right.
He's going really well.
So this is Isaac talking about Danger. Danger thought he should have won the Norm Smith, but Isaac was very good.
Is Danger flat with you about the Norm Smith? Has he got over the fact that the judges gave you the votes? Because he thought he was pretty handy in the premiership decider.
I don't know how he could be flat. I had 36 and kicked three. And they were all in the first three quarters. Danger rocked up. It was fourth quarter. And he's had 10 touches and he wanted the Norm Smith. Go home, buddy.
Go home, buddy. Mm-hmm. Danger responded.
Yes.
Oh, look, it's really easy to you know, pot shot from the stands. And for those that, you know, he was a part of success. He wasn't really the main driving factor beyond it. So, you know what those sort of flies around the edges do? They try and stick mud on, you know, the proper players in the competition. And that's sort of what Isaac's done. So I try not to buy too much into the rubbish that he sort of comes up with on the rub. But, you know, I'll keep the receipts, guys.
Flies around the edges.
Yeah.
And then Isaac, he didn't give a stuff. He went Stevie J.
The man who once duck moved aside, he strutted in with his three flags and his Norm Smith, of course. We're talking about Stevie Johnson.
Yep.
Thinks he's the big dog in town. Mm-hmm. I've heard he's cut up rough. I've heard he's spoken to management and thought, hang on a minute, someone has come in that's got a better resume than me, and Stevie J is not happy.
More silverware.
Got more to talk about. And not only that, he's got the 2008 grand final that he can really rub in to Stevie J. So... just got to be careful, Izzy, if you bang on too much about these premierships.
Yeah, 3-1's cute.
Bang. But then Stevie J, he hit back.
How many All Australians has he got?
Here we go. Bang.
I just got a little update from Ryan here. And how many All Australians do you think he's got, Joey? Isaac Smith.
I want to say zero, but I don't want to be offensive. Is it zero?
Zero All Australian jumpers.
Yeah, three of them is not too bad, Isaac.
So a bit going on there.
Yes.
It's a good show, that. Good show.
Sunday Rub.
It's a good show.
It's really going well. Just a bit of inbox measuring.
Yes,
exactly.
Measuring. Yes. And they shouldn't.
What's going on.
And they shouldn't. Any of those boys, to be honest.
Have a listen to
that. Old
Munich.
Not if they come up against old Papa Bear here.
Munich. Yeah.
Papa.
Yeah. Old Pixel.
Pixel.
The one.
Ah, Pixel. Yep.
Look at him. The pixel was that big.
It was tiny.
It was that big. The biggest black dot they've ever seen.
We were all at nine at that time. Yes. I spoke to the bloke that did it. He said, never have I had an easier day at work.
It was a girl that did
pixel.
It. A girl that did it.
Just one. No. And they just dropped it on.
She went on holidays.
They dropped it on the innie.
Dropped it on the innie. I got bindies in it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He's lifted his topper
and started fondling his nipples.
It's cold in here.
Oh, my God. Talking about Isaac Heaney earlier on.
10 coaches' votes, Jimmy boy. So he leads it now.
19 from?
Matt Rowell.
Matt Rowell. He's having a hell of a start to the season. He's on 18.
Archie Perkins got 10. That's good to see, wasn't it?
Yep.
Tom Green, Danger, Rosé. Very good.
Sarong.
Sarong.
Rosé.
What do you have? 46 Sarong, Caleb.
Rosé.
Yeah,
that's Rosé. Branded him?
He has. 10 coaches' votes.
10 coaches' votes. For
First game as captain too, Bill.
Yeah.
Was it? Mm. Well done, Rosé.
Rosé.
Travis Old. Rosé.
Travis next.
Ready to go.
Come on, Jim.
Come on.
Good seats.
Let's just get something here.
Travis Old, whose brother Rob as well worked for the AFL as well.
No. Don't be going there.
Jim.
Don't be going there.
How would you know that? Why would you bring that up?
Don't get him confused.
Why would you bring that up, Dick?
Yes.
Dick.
Triple M.
Dick.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind in a minute. In a sport. Oh, my God. Rap.
The M sport in a minute.
That's it.
this weekend. It's the biggest weekend in Australian sport for the year, the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix. We're lucky to be joined by the CEO of Grand Prix Australia, Travis Olds.
Formula One returns to Albert Park this weekend.
And the Australian Grand Prix is go!
And when you're one of the people who runs the whole shebang, you tend to get a few requests.
I'll be a bit more succinct, Trav. Bill and I want access to wherever we want to go, and we don't want to pay for anything.
So, just the same as usual, then same way.
Please welcome Australian Grand Prix Corporation CEO, Travis Orr.
He joins us. Trav, welcome. Yes.
Hey guys, how are we doing?
That's a big rap actually when Rab said that. Yes. And I thought, hang on a minute, is it the biggest weekend in Australian sport? But it probably is.
Melbourne Cup Carnival's well, big.
You've got the AFL Grand Final, the Australian Open, all the rest of it. Yes. But when you talk about the global stage, Trav, it probably is our biggest weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, certainly from our perspective, we'll have, you know, I don't know, 440,000, 450,000 people here over 4 days. People coming from interstate and internationally. So it's an opportunity to showcase Melbourne on a global stage, and we're keen to do a good job of it.
And 40% of those racegoers are female. The female love it, don't they?
They do, females. Billy, particularly in the last, yeah, I think in the last 4 or 5 years, I think Drive to Survive's clearly had a big impact on the demographic. So a lot more families, a lot younger audience, and a lot more females, which is fantastic.
Great.
Oh, yeah. It's a ripper day.
Yeah.
I reckon it's absolutely magnificent. It's something that you actually, unlike a lot of sport, Trav, you've got to watch it live to appreciate just how extraordinary it is.
Spot on. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just the atmosphere. Having 130,000 people in a park, if this weather keeps up, it'll be a fantastic day. And then we've got a few additions to the offerings this year, which I'm looking forward to rolling out.
What have we got there, Trav?
I've got one for you specially, Billy.
Yes, please.
We only put it in for you. We've got the ESPY.
Ooh.
The Esplanade Hotel on track. We reserved a table for you in the corner.
Oh, beautiful.
And a couple of, what do you like to call them, froffies. We've got a couple of froffies for you.
Beautiful.
Ready to go. So you'll probably land there Friday and leave on Sunday.
There'd be a little bed or something somewhere. And you got bands, of course. It's always plenty of good musical acts.
Yeah, we have. We have a concert on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday night.
Gee.
All Australian lineups.
Yep.
And so there's a lot to see there. Amy Shark, Vanessa Amorosi, Empire of the Sun, presets, Jet.
Yeah,
some great artists.
So with your role, Trav, how much do you have to do with the actual drivers? Do you get down and dirty with them, or do they run their own race and you helicopter above them?
Well, no, we do a bit with the teams. It's a massive logistical exercise. So they've all arrived in town. There's a heap of freight that comes in, and they sort of come and prepare the garages and get ready to race. And then on Monday they pack up and off they go to the next race. And so the logistics are huge. Obviously, when the teams are here and the drivers are here, we make the most of the time that they're here to make themselves known around town and around the track. But largely our job is the stuff off track, putting a good event on for all those that are coming along.
Well, and every time you hear, now I guess they say that everywhere they go, the drivers, but every time you hear them speak, they all say that the Australian Grand Prix is the best and they get handled the best and looked after.
Yes.
And the facilities are amazing. So you're obviously doing something right.
I've done my research. They only say it here. they don't say it anywhere else. But look, a big part of it is keeping the drivers happy. I know, you know, it's not new. That's, tennis is the same. They want to keep the athletes happy. If you keep the teams and the drivers happy, then they'll put on a good show and the rest sort of tends to look after itself in sport. And so we do spend a lot of time making sure that when they get here, everything's ready to go and they enjoy their time in Melbourne.
Are they outrageous with their askings, like bottles of vodka or bowls of jelly beans or whatever? These athletes, they ask for some weird stuff.
Well, these guys, I mean, there's only 20 of them in the world. They're quite extraordinary athletes.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to be okay. I mean, I'm amazed that before they put their helmet on, they're sitting in the car, they're about to put their helmet on and they will take an interview from a journalist before they're about to drive at 350 k's an hour. Yeah. We've got some of our athletes that, you know, you can't talk to them 2 hours before a game. And
no,
so I'm amazed from where I've come from, the access that these drivers give to the media is incredible.
And the V8s, of course, we love them.
We do, yeah. The V8s what makes it very Australian here.
Yeah.
Supercars are huge. And so they've got four races on the Thursday through to the Sunday. In fact, Thursday they occupy most of the day. We've still got some tickets available on a Thursday. So if you love your supercars, come along and the F1 drivers will be here making the way onto the track. So there's still some tickets available.
All right, Trav, hang on for a sec because there's a little break.
Asking.
And then asking next.
All right. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. There is no need for the bump. I'll quote him, Jim. Mm-hmm. From my perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
Travis Old, CEO of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation, has stuck around. By the way, the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix is this weekend. Triple M is there Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Dangerous Dave, Rosie Walton and the Dead Set Legends.
And Jim, I believe you have a question for Travis.
Go back a long way, Trevor.
Yeah, right here.
11 years as president of North, and we used to get caravanned around to commission meetings, and and the bosses would stand up there and tell us how it was going to be. Trevor, you and I would be at the back of the room.
And you bonded over
fair
these
to say,
years.
We'd be sort of drifting. We weren't given the front row seats, Trevor, were we?
No, that was right. We're comfortable with sort of no one behind us. That's a good point.
Who were in the front seats?
Oh, you'd have Ed up the front. You'd have Jeff Kennett up the front. And, you know, and then they'd sort of drift back to probably myself and Stephen Kernahan and Jimmy Steins and Trav.
Oh, right.
And we were up the back there and the cloth, Brett Clothier, we'd be parked up there trying to work out. We'd just lean over to Trav every now and then and say, just explain that to us, Trav. Because of the 11-year bond,
yes,
we can ask this question very comfortably.
Go.
Where have you got us sitting Sunday, Trav? Which platform are we on and what will we be eating and drinking?
Well, Bill's requests, including sort of waving the checkered flag at the end of the race, it's going to be hard to meet those. So I haven't got back to his text just yet, but we'll be able to find a seat for you if you want to come. There's no doubt about that. Well, Bill's at the ESPY.
Oh, I'm at the ESPY.
Easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Easy.
JB's sort of more of a... He's more of a St. Hugo's sort of wine tasting bar, lounge.
And he'll have Lisa
and
with him.
I'll bring Lisa. We'll be providing the eye candy for you, Trav, and you probably need a bit of that, your marquees.
Yeah, no, we're all got our strengths, JB.
Who does wave the flag? That's a big job. Does he go around all the world?
Well, I don't have the answer specifically on that one.
Come on, Trav.
But I would say that for MotoGP, we had Jamie Elliott wave the flag. He loves his motorbikes, and so did that. James put his hand up to do it again. I'm not sure we're going to be able to get that across the line either, but no, it's a good question. I don't know.
Hey, unbelievable that only 20 Formula One drivers in the world, two of them from Australia and one of them from Brighton here in Melbourne. Oscar Piastri, already a fourth place in the racing in 2024. This young man's a star, Trev.
Yeah, he is. I mean, your point initially of having two on the grid, and we've got young Jack Doohan, Mick Doohan's son, is a reserve driver for Alpine. And so he's waiting in the wings as well. He's quite extraordinary given the size of the country. So we punch above our weight there. And so, you know, we haven't had an Australian on the grid. On the podium yet.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine what's going to happen if Oscar or Daniel can get across the line.
Come on, Big O. Hey, mate, you're down in Tasmania. You're running the footy down there for years down there. Did a great job. It's been a big day for Tassie today. You happy with the Devils and the jumper?
Yeah, that was my brother that did that, Bill, but that's close enough.
I was going to say, what are you on about?
What's your brother's name?
I told you we shouldn't get you on radio. my brother Rob, I'll pass on the message.
Oh, right.
Appreciate that. Thank
Rob you. Did a great job down there, Trav. He was fantastic. It is a big day for Tassie today.
We should pre-record these interviews.
No, we
should. I think we should. Yeah. Next time.
It is an exciting day. It's a big day for Tassie. They deserve a team. They're going to get one, and I think it's fantastic. I mean, it's any day to announce a new team entering this competition and one with a state with their history. I think it's incredible.
Where's Rob?
he said to pass on. He thought he was doing okay. He's obviously made a big impression on him.
Do you miss doing the fixture, by the way? Do you miss all the complaints from the clubs?
I've missed a bunch of stuff. That's not one of them. I miss the people. But I get the best of both worlds now. I get to run the Australian Grand Prix and I get to gather footy when I want with who I want, which I still do plenty of.
Hey, what about after this race is finished and you'll all do a magnificent job? It is a superb event. Do you then head overseas and watch how the other ones are done and probably cherry pick Monaco or some of the real good joints?
Vegas.
Well, you do try to get to one or two, with ones where you think you can learn something, and they do sound like the right ones, JB. You've obviously done your research. So.
Well, I can see you on the back of a super yacht
in
Monte Carlo.
Just backed into the harbour there.
Sipping a Pimm's or something like that.
It's certainly getting warmer. Yeah.
You don't need someone to chaperone you through that process, do you?
Yeah, I'm sure you're not talking about Lisa either.
No, I'm not.
No, no, no. But she'll be there. She wouldn't miss that.
No, yeah, she would not. That's true.
Yeah. Were you in charge of round zero?
No, but I like the idea of it. I like the idea of doing it this year, particularly when the NRL are in Vegas. And so I think it's kick the season off.
Righto.
Strongly in northern markets. Whether you do it going forward will be for others to choose.
Righto.
Mm. I like it, Bill.
Yeah. No, I wanted the game here. A big game here.
Well, Trav's running the Grand Prix now.
I know what he's doing. He's and his brother.
Not fixture anymore.
His brother was over in Tassie
was
too.
For years down in... Hey, Trav, when he was asking that question, I so hoped it didn't dawn on him halfway through that it wasn't actually you that did it and he would complete the whole question, and he did. And that's given us one of our great moments. Hey, we can't wait to be watching this amazing event. It is, as Rabs correctly said, the biggest sporting event that we hold in this country for the 12-month period. It's going to be nuts. You'll do a magnificent job. Good luck with it all.
Thanks, you guys. Look forward to seeing you here.
Thanks, Rob.
Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix. Tickets still available Thursday and Friday. Rob's brother, Travis Old, the CEO of Australian Grand Prix Corporation on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm Sunset. Always in a hurry.
To do what?
To get wherever I've got to go.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow's going to be good. Who have we got on, Rabbits?
Colin Rabs.
V8 driver Brock Feeney.
And?
Will Brown.
Willie.
Mm.
And?
Former Socceroos captain Mile Jedinak is going to join us as well. He's at Tottenham under Ange.
What's Mile doing?
Mile Jedinak. I think he just wants to talk about how good Tottenham are going.
Righto.
Even though they lost 3-0 to Fulham on the weekend.
Jim.
Oh, no. Because I had my son at my joint for dinner last night, and he was very unimpressed.
Mm.
He said, we beat someone else a week ago.
Yep.
Smashed
them.
Were real good. So he said I was up and about, and then we should beat Fulham, and they handed us their arse.
I think they beat Chelsea, and then Fulham handed it to them.
Exactly. So
we'll ask Mele tomorrow about that.
All right, now, Bill.
Yes.
Joke.
No.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
18th of March, and nearly ran out of jokes, fair to say.
Will you keep repeating them?
Well, exactly. So anyone want to send any in, it'd be good. Give me a bit of a help out.
Right.
I broke up with a girl once, Jim. Just don't go, you haven't heard the bloody thing yet.
You've already got a bad feel.
Get a smile,
Casper. This has got a bad feel about it.
I once broke up with a girl, Jim.
Yes.
That's it.
Rabs is joining in.
I broke up with a girl once, boys, okay? Because... she wouldn't stop counting. One, two, three.
I wonder what counting is yet.
Yeah, counting. Sometimes I wonder what she'd be up to now. 1,684,332. 1,684,383. Keep going. 1,684,684.
Oh, yes. You counting is the funny bit of that joke.
And me not remembering what's the
yeah, exactly.
What's next. Yeah. Oh, you can use it at home.
That's the bit that was funny.
Good start, mate.
Not really that
Hey,
you got it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.